Ezekiel chapter 16. Again the word of Yahweh came to me, saying this, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, Thus says Sovereign Yahweh to Jerusalem, Your birth and your nativity is from the land of Canaan. Your father was an Amorite, and your mother was a Hittite. And as for your nativity, in the day that you were born, your navel was not cut, and neither were you washed in water to supple your... You were not salted at all, nor were you swaddled. No, I pitied you to do any of these things to you, to have compassion upon you, but you were thrown out into the open field to the loathing of your person in the day that you were born. And when I passed by you and saw you polluted in your own blood, I said to you, In your blood, live. Yes, I said to you, In your blood, live. I've caused you to multiply like the bud of the field, and you have increased and grown great, and you've come to excellent ornaments. Your breasts are fashioned, and your hair is grown, and whereas you were naked and bare. Now when I passed by you and looked on you, look, I saw your time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over you and covered your nakedness. Yes, I swore to you, and entered into a covenant with you, says Sovereign Yahweh, and you became mine. And then I washed you with water. I thoroughly washed away the blood from you and anointed you with oil. And I clothed you also with embroidered work and shod you with badger skins. And I girded you around with fine linen and I covered you with silk. And I decked you also with ornaments and I put bracelets on your hands and a chain on your neck. And I put a jewel on your forehead and earrings in your ears and a beautiful crown on your head. And in this manner were you decked with gold and silver, and your clothing was made of fine linen and silk and embroidered work, and you did eat fine flour and honey and oil, and you were exceedingly beautiful, and you did prosper into a kingdom. And your renown went out amongst the heathen for your, because of your beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness, which I had put upon you, says Sovereign Yahweh. But you did trust in your own beauty, and you played the harlot because of your renown, and you poured out your fornications on every one who passed by, his it was. And from your garments you did take, and you decked your high places with diverse colors, and played the harlot upon them. The like things will not come, neither will it be so. And you've also taken your fair jewels of your gold and of my gold and my silver, which I had given you, and made for yourself images of men, and did commit whoredom with them. And you took your embroidered garments and covered them, and you have set my oil and my incense before them. My food also that I gave to you, fine flour and oil and honey, with which I fed you, you've even set that before them for a sweet savior. And thus it was, says Sovereign Yahweh. Moreover, you've taken your sons and your daughters, whom you've borne to me, and you have sacrificed these to them to be devoured. Is this from your whoredoms a small matter, that you have slain my children and delivered them to cause them to pass through the fire for them? And in all of your abominations and your whoredoms, you have not remembered the days of your youth, when you were naked and bare, and you were polluted in your own blood. And it came to pass after all of your wickedness, Woe and woe unto you, says Sovereign Yahweh, that you have also built for yourself an eminent place, and you've made yourself a high place in every street, and you've built your high place at every head of the way, and you've made your beauty to be hated, and you've opened your feet to everyone who passed by and multiplied your whoredoms. You've also committed fornication with the Egyptians, your neighbors, great of flesh, and you've increased your whoredoms to provoke me to anger. Look and understand. For this reason, I've stretched out my hand over you, and I've diminished your ordinary food and delivered you into the will of those who hate you, the daughters of the Philistines who are ashamed of your lewd way. You've played the whore also with the Assyrians because you were unsatiable. Yes, you've played the harlot with them, and yet you could not be satisfied. And you've moreover multiplied your fornication in the land of Canaan to Chaldea. And still you were not satisfied with what you've done. How weak is your heart, says Sovereign Yahweh, seeing that you do all these things, the work of an imperious, whorish woman, in that you build your eminent place at the head of every way, and make your high place in every street, and you've not been as a harlot in that you scorn hire. but like a wife that commits adultery, who takes strangers instead of her husband. They give gifts to all whores, but you give your gifts to all your lovers, and hire them so that they can come to you on every side because of your whoredom. And the contrary is in you from other women in your whoredoms, whereas no one follows you to commit whoredoms, and in that you give a reward, and no reward is given to you. For this reason you are contrary. Wherefore, O harlot, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, because your filthiness was poured out, and because your nakedness was discovered through your whoredoms with your lovers, and with all the idols of your abominations, and by the blood of your children which you did give to them, look and understand, for this reason will I gather all of your lovers with whom you have taken pleasure, and all those that you have loved, with all those that you have hated, and I will even gather them round about against you, and will discover your nakedness to them, so that they will see all your nakedness, and I will judge you, like women that break wedlock and shed blood are judged, and I will give you blood in fury and jealousy. And I will also give you into their hand, and they will throw down your eminent place, and they will break down your high places, and they will strip you also from your clothes, and will take your fair jewels and leave you naked and bare. And they will also bring up a company against you, and they will stone you with stones and thrust you through with their swords, and they will burn your houses with fire and execute judgments upon you in the sight of many women, and I will cause you to cease from playing the harlot, and you will also give no hire any more. So will I make my fury toward you to rest, and my jealousy will depart from you, and I will be quiet and will be no more angry, because you have not remembered the days of your youth, but you have instead fretted me in all these things. Look and understand, for this reason I also will recompense your way upon your head, says Sovereign Yahweh, and you will not commit this lewdness above all your abominations. Look and understand, everyone who uses proverbs shall use this proverb against you, saying, as is the mother, so is her daughter. You are your mother's daughter, who loathes her husband and her children, and you are the sister of your sisters who loathe their husbands and their children. Your mother was a Hittite, and your father was an Amorite, and your elder sister is Samaria, she and her daughters who dwell at your left hand, and your younger sister who dwells at your right hand is Sodom and her daughters. Yet you have not walked after their ways nor done after their abominations, but as if that were a very little thing, you've corrupted more than they in all your ways. As I live, says Sovereign Yahweh, Sodom, your sister, has not done, she nor her daughters, as you have done, you and your daughters. Look and understand, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy, and they were haughty and committed abomination before me, and for this reason I took them away as I saw fit. Neither has Samaria committed half your sins, but you have multiplied your abominations more than they, and you have justified your sisters in all your abominations that you have done. You also, who have judged your sisters, bear your own shame for your sins that you've committed more abominable than they. They are more righteous than you. Yes, you are confounded also, and bear your shame in that you have justified your sisters. When I will bring again their captivity, when I will turn away their captivity, the captivity of Sodom and her daughters, and the captivity of Samaria and her daughters, then I will bring or turn away the captivity of your captives in the midst of them, so that you can bear your own shame, and so that you can be confounded in all that you have done, and that you are a comfort to them. When your sisters, Sodom and her daughters, will return to their former estate, and Samaria and her daughters will return to their former estate, then you and your daughters will return to your former estate. For your sister Sodom was not mentioned by your mouth in the day of your pride, before your wickedness was discovered, as at the time of your reproach of the daughters of Syria and all that are around about her, the daughters of the Philistines who despise you round about. You've borne your lewdness and your abomination, says Yahweh. For thus says Sovereign Yahweh, I will even deal with you as you have done, who have despised the oath in breaking the covenant. Nevertheless, I will remember your covenant with you in the days of your youth, and I will establish to you an everlasting covenant, and then you will remember your ways and be ashamed, when you will receive your sisters, your elder and your younger, and I will give them to you for daughters, but not by your covenant. And I will establish my covenant with you, and you will know that I am Yahweh, so that you can remember and be confused and confounded and never open your mouth any more because of your shame, when I am pacified towards you for all that you have done, says Sovereign Yahweh. End of chapter.